HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi guys, how's it going? Do you realize it's been 10 years that we've been viewing the world through filters? A decade of slowly abandoning the horizontal frame and embracing the hashtag. Well, to celebrate 10 years of Instagram, we got 7 of India's top content creators together for a roundtable discussion. Virtually, of course. Talking about the no-filter movement, follower engagement, and what it takes to make a living off IG, these guys kept it candid and real. Listen on for the fun rapid session with our panelists, Chef Saranj Goela and fashion creator Sakshi Sindhwani. Don't miss their singing debut in the end.
How many hours do you spend on Instagram per day?
2 hours is what my Google phone tells me. It gives me an alert on the second hour mark that you have done enough for the day. I spend a lot of time on Instagram, primarily putting out recipe videos. I actually consume less content where I don't consume a lot of content of other creators. I would like to do that. But I just spend a lot of time on stitching videos, on editing stuff, on engaging with my audiences, on debating with them on ingredients. So I like that. I like food conversations. And I find Instagram to be a beautiful place to have these conversations about dishes from all across India. So yeah, 2 hours for me, it's a lot.
All right. And how many rishtas do you get on social media? this is a question that I'm going to be asking all of you. So,
okay. I would say about 1 a week.
1 a week. Okay. All right. Describe yourself.
They're proposals. So, yeah, assuming it's the same.
Okay. Who did you last stalk on Instagram? Not yourself. I mean, you can't.
Actually, I got to know the round table is happening and I didn't know Sakshi really well, so I actually stalked Sakshi and her entire feed, and it's really, really beautiful. Really happy. She's got such a jolly and jovial personality that I
love your videos. Yeah.
It was,
thank you, guys.
So Sakshi is the last person I stalked.
All right, butter chicken or a quick run?
Butter
chicken.
Quick run. Running changed my life. I would always be a runner. Yeah.
Okay. Last question, Delhi or Bombay?
I don't know. Are we talking about food or are we just talking about
life?
Life.
Well, food is a major part of life, so I think it should be.
That's tricky. Answer. Okay, I'm gonna change this question into Mumbai to live and Delhi for food.
Yes. That's just a fact. Delhi food is so much better. Like Mumbai's got nothing on Delhi food at all.
Amen to that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up we have Sakshi Sindhwani. So Sakshi, what's the one filter you've used too many times?
My filter, man, like, we get to make our own filters on Instagram. Mine says self-love. Like, mine says the 3 things that I stand for, which is the self-love time, the time to hustle, and time to smile. Like, my face stands for like smiling and positivity and all of that. That's my favorite filter.
All right. How many hours do you spend on Instagram?
Not too many. Maybe like more than 5 hours for sure. I'm so shocked when there are 2 hours. Because like, I can't relate. 2 hours to sleep. Khud ho jaate hain. 12 baje se pehle 2 ghante kehta hu.
Okay. All right. How many rishtas or proposals do you get on Instagram?
Not too many. I feel like Saransh is in a much better position. He gets one a week. I think I get like 2-3 a month.
That's just because everybody wants a cook in their home.
Pretty straightforward.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Instagram.
Go IG.
What's the one thing you've been craving during the lockdown? I'm torn between a gooey, cheesy pepperoni pizza and a juicy burger. The earliest memories I have of eating a burger has got to be at Wimpy's in Delhi. Of course, this was before McDonald's came to India. And when that happened, my school even took us to an outlet to see how it was made. Today, you'll find a whole range of burgers, including gourmet options. And of course, there's the vada pav that all my Bombay friends have been trying to get me to fall in love with. But Dilli se una, I've been doing my own jigar by ordering in patties and making my own DIY burger. Well, here's what Veer Sanghvi has to say about this popular lockdown treat.
What's the most ordered delivery dish during the lockdown? You know the answer, it's biryani. But let me frame the question slightly differently. What's the most ordered non-Indian dish? The answer, if you think about it, is not pizza. It's hamburger. For some reason, India's gone hamburger crazy. Now, there's a problem with how we define hamburger. The original hamburger is made of beef, which means we can't really have it in India. But no problem. Indian ingenuity is such that we have our own hamburgers. We tried making them from lamb, McDonald's tried, but Indians don't really like goat burgers or lamb burgers. We want chicken burgers. So the majority of burgers ordered in India are made of chicken. There are some pork burgers, but they don't sell. And of course, there are Indian burgers that are completely Indian. Chana tikki burgers, aloo tikki burgers, all of them just sell out. And that's when you consider things that are called burgers. But for me, the ultimate Indian burger is none of these. It's the vada pav. Think about it. What's a vada pav? It's essentially a Maharashtrian hamburger. So here's my advice. Make all the hamburgers you want. Eat as many as you want. But remember, in India, we have our very own vada pav.
I'm someone who would spend 4 days a week cramped up at the back of some venue trying not to step on people's feet as I jostle to give the band a listen. The smells, the sounds, the warmth, the vibe. That's what I've been missing during the lockdown. And of course, the food. The pizza and the heady LIT at the Piano Man in Delhi and the scrumptious martini at Bombay's Blue Bob Cafe. But it'll be a while till I live and breathe these moments again. Because step one for me is to take a flight to Delhi. So I'm stuck ordering in and making peace with my untamable hair for now. But HD Brunch columnist Seema Goswami has been braving the COVID storm so as to speak. Here's what she has to say about the baby steps she's been taking.
One thing is clear. COVID is not going away anytime soon. So now it's time to take baby steps back into the world to get to a new normal of sorts. Regular readers of my column may know that I've already started doing that. I go for a walk most evenings. I have even made a couple of visits to some malls. And of course, I have stopped by at my favorite hangout joint, Khan Market, of course. But I only felt that normalcy was finally returning to my world when I made my first restaurant reservation. I won't lie, it felt odd to take off my mask for the first time ever in public and eat and drink in the presence of unmasked strangers. But it also felt good. So what's next, you ask? Well, tomorrow I head out for a mini break at a resort within easy driving distance from Delhi. I'll let you know how that turns out.
Not even a year after she returned from Berklee College of Music, musician Sangeeta Bhattacharya was introducing Latin American music to Delhiites. That was the first time I watched her perform live, and needless to say, I, like the rest of the audience, was bowled over by her sheer talent. Offstage, she's literally a ray of sunshine, much like her music. I listen to her song Natsukashi on loop on days when I'm feeling blah. And her collaboration with Dhruv Vishwanath was a dream come true for listeners. What I love about her even more though is that she's one of the honestly bold female artists in the scene at the moment. And inspiringly sensible, which we definitely need more of. Well, we got her to play her first Hindi composition for you. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Hi everyone, I'm Sangeeta and I'll be playing you a song called Itne Pyar Se Thoda Dar Lagta Hai, which is the first Hindi song that I wrote in collaboration with Tanmaya Bhatnagar and Bharat Kashyap. It's a song that talks about a kind of love which is so perfect and so beautiful that you don't know what to do with how much you feel and it overwhelms you. I hope you enjoy this one.
Tumse haarna bhi achha lagta hai. Kuch bhi na karna, kuch bhi karna achha lagta hai. Tumhari hansi aur naraazgi, tumhara hi shaaz aur yaad, thode door par dil ke. Itne pyar se bhi thoda dar lagta hai. Tere saath par ye dar bhi acha lagta hai. Tumhari khushi aur aankhein bhari.
Happy weekend brunch, guys.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.